Former Governor Sarah Palin has agreed to return all of the donations to her legal defense fund that were paid into it while she was still governor. The settlement agreement was announced today in Anchorage. Palin will return more than $387,000 that was collected while she was governor. The complaint was filed in April of 2009, soon after the Alaska Fund Trust was set up by Palin, seeking donations to help her pay legal fees to fight the numerous other ethics complaints that had been filed against her. Anchorage attorney Tim Patuminas was the independent counsel who handled the matter for the Alaska Personnel Board. Patuminas says there were problems with the trust and the way it was presented. The website stated it was the official site for Governor Palin, and references on the site asked for help for Palin to defend herself so she could do her job. Patuminas says Palin explained the official designation on the site was to differentiate it from others that could spring up online.
And it was my conclusion that that may have been a good motivation, but the law is pretty strict about not allowing you to refer to or use the public office as a vehicle for raising private funds.
Patuminas says another troubling aspect was the trustee who managed the fund, Kristen Cole, was a public official who had been appointed by Palin to various boards and positions. This was problematic because Cole had authority to name other beneficiaries, which could have included other public officials. Patuminas says there is no evidence of attempts at influencing other public figures, but he says the law requires a reasoned decision under the Ethics Act.
We don't allow registered lobbyists who are attempting to influence government to give a gift in any amount. And most citizens are not allowed to give, without report at least, more than 150. In this instance, the trustee was not a lobbyist, but was herself a public official. And my reasoning was that if you can't let a lobbyist give even $50 because they're trying to influence government, you can't let a public official who actually makes policy as opposed to trying to influence serve in this capacity.
Patuminas determined that although the Ethics Act was violated, it was not a knowing violation on Palin's part because she had consulted three separate law firms about the legality of setting up the defense fund. They determined the structure was legal. Palin's primary attorney, Thomas Van Flein, didn't always agree with the conclusions of the other attorneys and wanted to consult the state attorney general before the site launched to be certain it would pass muster with the Ethics Act.
Mr. Van Flein wanted to go to the Attorney General and say, this is what we propose to do. Would you take a look for us? And the governor had done that on a couple of occasions in the past, and it came out well for her. And so I had some criticism for the failure to follow Mr. Van Flein's own advice. The governor did receive contrary advice and rather straightforward advice that it wasn't necessary.
Even though it wasn't a knowing violation, Patuminas says it was a violation that still required action.
The governor fully cooperated with our investigation, was fully cooperative and supportive of our attempts to get it corrected, and that's why it was resolved the way it was.
He says he hopes the resolution of the matter will set a precedent for future political leaders in Alaska. The State Personnel Board requested that the decision be made public. Patuminas says Kristen Cole could remain the trustee for the fund if she relinquishes her public official role.